We all appreciate the fact that accountability also goes with transparency. And therefore, much as we applaud the president for deepening accountability with this public officers, we also encourage the president to make that accountability process more transparent so that he would carry Ghanaians along with, and then also, because you see, the president appointed them for specific tasks, and the president has expertise, but the president is one Ghanaian. The whole bunch of Ghanaians, or the whole lot of Ghanaians, have their own expectations, varying as they may be. It's important that we open up so Ghanaians will be able to test their expectations vis-a-vis delivery of the appointees, so Ghanaians can totally satisfy themselves that indeed the 110 ministers that the president appointed is worth it, or perhaps about time that the president review the list of appointments. So that is all that we are asking.
Mr. Bwede, is it not too early? Because maybe after the total evaluation of all the 110 ministers, they'll make the document public for everybody to know what went on in there.
Well, if that is what they plan to do, they haven't told us so. So therefore, if once the president has not told us that he intends to evaluate them and make public what his findings are, it's well within every Ghanaian's right to ask the president to at least just shine some light the evaluation that he's doing. I believe that the president is doing it out of goodwill, out of the best of intention, and therefore there is nothing wrong in reminding or encouraging the president. We are not rushing the president. We are not, telling the president that, we are not passing any judgment on the president. We are only encouraging the president that he should complete the cycle. He started with accountability. He should finish up with transparency.
Head of Public Relations at the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Michael Bwede.